Good evening with WXPR News. I'm Ken Kroll. The Oneida County Board has voted to join with other counties and the Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior Chippewa to establish a controlled substance response committee. After the death of a Lac des Flambeaux man in late December, the tribe passed an action plan to address the problem of drugs and gangs in the area and reached out to Iron Vilas and Oneida counties to work toward a joint effort. There was a recent meeting of county representatives, the tribe, and law enforcement from the federal level to the local to get the effort going. A Vilas County committee recently approved joining the group, and the matter will go to that county board. Tuesday in Rhinelander, the Oneida County Board approved joining the group. County Board Chair David Hintz says a physician friend of his who practices in the Lakeland area and New York City told him he sees many more opioid users here than in the Big Apple. Hintz says Mary Rideout of the Oneida County Social Services told of drug cases they work with.
50% of the cases she handles are drug-related, and social services have drugs at the root or the cause, 50%. Many of them are meth cases, and she says they don't go away. They keep going on and on. Sheriff Hartman explained that 70 to 80% of the inmates in our county jail are meth addicts.
The Oneida County Board joined into the committee and will work to assign board members in the future. Wisconsin's mining laws change on July 1st. The state gave the counties until that time to adjust their local mining ordinances to reflect the state changes. With a large deposit of desired minerals and county-owned forest land in the town of Lynn, the county is anticipating some mining interest might happen after the law goes into effect. County Board Chair David Hintz asked the county board to consider hiring an attorney who's also a geologist to make sure their current mining ordinance will meet new standards. The administration committee asked for $10,000 to hire attorney William Scott to look at the county's current regulations and to recommend necessary changes in the 20-year-old rules. Hintz says another attorney told him the county needed to have the rules looked at.
And he was very straight. He says, I'm familiar with your statute. I've read it, and I helped draft the new rules. He says, I would hire an attorney to evaluate your current statute because, in my opinion, portions of it are unenforceable.
Scott proposed a two-phase approach to fixing the rules. Supervisor Rob Jensen argued against spending the money now, saying the Wisconsin Counties Association is working toward its own document for counties to use. Supervisor Ted Cushing was board chair during the last attempt to open a mine in Lynn and said it would be better to have the county's ducks in a row.
We have watched in the last 7 to 8 years, Madison continue to take away our prerogatives. They did it on cell towers. They did it on zoning. And I will tell you, if we don't get our act together on this, that's what's going to happen here.
The board approved hiring attorney Scott to review the rules and make recommendations to be done by July 1st. Lakeland Union High School's three-year experiment with a combined principal and district administrator post is apparently over. After a closed session Monday, the school board voted to offer principal district administrator Jim Boucher a modified contract as part-time district administrator only. Boucher's current two-year contract ends June 30th. A school board member later said the board wants a full-time principal back in place. The board will act on the final contract offer, including a proposed salary, at next Monday's regular board meeting. And the manager of Northwoods Transit Connections has resigned. Northwoods Transit Connections is the operating arm of the Northwoods Transit Commission, a Vilas Oneida County effort to supply bus service in the Northwoods. Initially, it included Forest County, but Forest County withdrew from the arrangement. Jim Altenberg was hired in February 2016 to operate the newly formed commission. No reason was given for the resignation. Transit Commission Chair Irv Teichmiller gave assurances that the bus service will continue without disruption during leadership transition. Office staff and members of the Department on Aging will pick up additional duties during the transition time. The service has seen reduced operations at times caused by a delay in getting needed funding. The weather forecast for tonight: look for skies to remain cloudy and a low around 8. For Wednesday, sunny skies return with a high near 21. Clear Wednesday night, low near 0. Thursday, cloudy, high near 29. And snow likely Thursday night into Friday. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.